Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. And today on the program, we're going to hear from congressional candidate John Archer, who stopped in Pella yesterday at Pizza Ranch to speak to the public. Well, John, first, can you briefly tell me about your experience before your political campaign here and how that's going to prepare you to serve on the House of Representatives?
Absolutely. The last 12 years, I've had the great honor to work at one of the world's greatest manufacturing companies, John Deere. I'm also part owner of a Bettendorf-based manufacturing company, the Schebler Company, and I also serve on the Pleasant Valley School Board. And it's that experience that I'm going to take working for a global company, John Deere, a small business, the Schebler Company, and working to advance the Pleasant Valley School District. It's that experience I'm going to take to Washington, D.C. And specifically, the last 3 years at John Deere, I've negotiated global supply agreements. And when John Deere enters into negotiations with a supplier, both John Deere and that supplier know at the end of the day they have to come to an agreement for the betterment of both parties. That's the type of attitude I'm going to take to Washington, D.C. We have to move this country in the right direction. We have to reach across the aisle to put our country back on sound fiscal footing.
So serving on a school board probably gives you a unique view on education in this country. What kind of things would you like to see change as far as the educational system goes?
Right. Well, that's something that has to be addressed, no question about it. Throwing more money at the problem is not the solution, in my opinion. What we have to do is we have to allow those teachers that we currently have to teach our students. That's why they went into the profession. So we have to remove some of the burdensome regulations that currently exist on our teachers and allow them to spend more time in the classroom and not necessarily filling out the various forms from the federal government or the state government. We have to make America as competitive again as we possibly can against the rest of the world. And right now, we're just not doing that. So we have to empower our teachers to teach our students and remove some of the regulatory burdens that they currently face.
And with your experience in business, do you think that translates over into the political side of trying to get the economy back on track, or is it a whole different ballgame?
No, I think my business experience translates directly into what ails this country. We were just talking about some of the manufacturing processes, Lean Six Sigma that we use at John Deere and we use at the Schebler Company, to streamline processes, to make manufacturing processes more efficient and effective. And that's what we have to do on a federal government level. You know, we have to use our valuable tax dollars most efficiently and effectively, and we have to provide the services to those individuals that truly need help. We have to streamline federal government as much as possible and make it as lean as possible for those individuals that need help.
Now, the presidential debate last night, Mitt Romney did very well at that. Do you think that that's going to help some of the Republican candidates who aren't running for presidential office?
Oh, absolutely. There's absolutely no question. Here in the 2nd District of Iowa, Iowa being a battleground state, Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan will certainly help our campaign after last night's debate performance. We were very, very pleased with how well Governor Romney performed last night. We have a strategy in place, and we're executing our strategy, and we're very optimistic that Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan will be our next president and vice president of the United States, and we're very optimistic that executing our strategy here in the 2nd District, that I will be the next United States congressman from the 2nd District of Iowa.
And you're facing off against Dave Loebsack. What are some of the things that are on his record that you take issue with?
There's nothing on his record. He's been in office for 6 years, and the Des Moines Register has ranked him the most ineffective member of the Iowa delegation. His most recent attack ad against myself, working for John Deere, just shows how out of touch he is with hardworking Iowans. You just don't attack John Deere, a company that employs over 15,000 hardworking Iowans, a company that's been in business for over 175 years. And to attack John Deere just goes to show how out of touch he really is with what with the hardworking Iowans here in the 2nd District of Iowa. We've got a couple debates coming up. Looking forward to debating our current congressman. There's going to be some stark differences between his vision for America and my vision for America. So we welcome the debates.
a lot of first-term congressmen have a little trouble getting things pushed through and really throwing their weight around. How will you fight that, and do you think you'll be able to?
Absolutely, and we've started to develop relationships with senior leaders in Washington, D.C. on the Republican side. Just last night, we were in Burlington, Iowa with Congressman Peter Roskam, who I believe is the fourth-ranking member of the House of Representatives. So we've started to develop those relationships already, and it really comes down to building those relationships and being able to articulate your vision, not only for America, but for southeastern Iowa, and sitting down, breaking bread with senior leadership, and getting to know them as much as possible. So I don't foresee that being an issue at all. It hasn't been an issue at John Deere. It hasn't been an issue at Schebler, and it certainly hasn't been an issue on the Pleasant Valley School Board, where I've hit the ground running, and that's what I anticipate doing come January of next year. I say we have some real issues, and we need to tackle those issues immediately, so we'll hit the ground running come January of next year.
All right, well, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from congressional candidate John Archer at his stop at the Pizza Ranch in Pella yesterday. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.